Well, folks, are you ready for segment four of program five of The Bigger Picture? Unifying true faith and right political action here on wonderful coastal Georgia, AM 1100 WCGA. I'm Woody. I'm the crazy screaming host, well, at least from last week and maybe a little bit today. But I have my lovely wife with me sitting in the co-pilot seat here to kind of keep me a little bit on track. So, Cindy, lean in here and tell me if so far I'm saying what you agree with.
With much coaching, yes.
Much coaching. Okay, well, listen, I learned that there are two words that have made our marriage successful. Yeah, may I share those with you? Would you like to know what they are? They're two simple words that's kept our marriage going for 53 years. Here they are. Roll the drums, please. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, ma'am. When the world's most powerful woman speaks, you say, yes, ma'am, and you go do it. Well, sort of, kind of. Anyway, well. All right. We do have fun in our home when she lets me. All righty. Well, I had to laugh just a little bit there because I was getting a little bit tense with thinking about what I'm fixing to say. And I just want to point out one more time. You've heard me say it, but I'm going to repeat it again, and I hope you get it. I hope you'll trust me to know that I do have the background to at least offer this educated opinion. The deep state in this country is evil beyond evil. There are people doing things in Department of Justice, and it's coming out more and more. People doing things in the State Department, obviously things were done in the executive branch under some previous horrible regimes, and particularly under what's going on now. Some things that absolutely don't line up with what America has stood for, either at home or around the world. We are becoming rapidly a pariah to nations that have been pariahs themselves. We're doing bad things. And the biggest thing we're doing is threatening the security of the world with a weak, well, you know, actually, I don't think the joke Biden is a weak president. I think he is an intentional destroyer of America. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think he does. I think we're seeing that with his interactions in China. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that he's from a very mafia-infested state, Delaware, does not surprise me. We're told in Romans 13 that we're supposed to respect the authority that's over us, and I just tell you that I'm looking for a biblical exception to that, and I think I've found it, but we'll discuss that on another show. I have no respect for Joe Biden. He claims to be Catholic, and there's nothing Catholic at all about Joe Biden. I'm not Catholic. I'm Southern Baptist. We're the other end, right? But I have deep respect for the Catholic faith. I understand that six of the eight great doctrines that I define in a book I wrote, happens to be called The Bigger Picture, like the show, there are eight great doctrines that are common to Christians. You know, it's a doctrine that seems to divide us. And there's a particularly important verse of the Bible that I'm going to paraphrase from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. It says, I beseech you, I beg you, brethren, by the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all believe and speak the same thing, that there be no division among you. But tragically, what is the legacy of Western civilization? Well, the 30 years war for others and wars of other years, pitting Catholic against Protestant. Now we're evangelical against traditional Protestant against Catholic. And I'll just tell you this, that the Catholic Church has preserved six of the eight great doctrines, and we need to tip our hat to them and thank them for what they've done. And Joe Biden does not back any of them. So for Joe Biden to say that he's a Catholic, And then to say he's president of the United States just disgusts me. Nancy Pelosi the same way. There's others. You know who they are. But our nation needs to get back to prayer and to Bible reading so that we can understand that the emperor is naked and why he is. We have abandoned the essential value system of America. Cindy, have we abandoned the value system of traditional America?
Absolutely.
Would your dad be angry with us?
He would be very upset.
Would my dad be angry?
Absolutely.
You betcha. You betcha. And he died on Memorial Day weekend in 2005. So as I sit here, I'm thinking of M.G. Wood, my dad, a man's man, you know, a warrior, an accomplished businessman, a soldier who took a bullet for this country, fighting in the infantry as an infantry sergeant, decorated with a Bronze Star for saving his machine gunner, crawling out under withering enemy fire and pulling him wounded off the battlefield. A man who raised a family in the fear and admonition of the Lord and enabled me to be able to teach my 6 sons and 15 grandchildren the fact that America was a nation founded on the purposes of Father God and not some existential serendipity that, you know, it just happened or evolved that way, and so we can change it anytime we want, like so many Democrats think they can do the Constitution and so many liberal female judges that have been infesting like cockroaches our judicial system for a long time. And some men who are women in the way they think and act. Oh, boy, did I get in trouble there. Nope, Cindy's still sitting here. Listen, that's it for now. Let me have one more segment, come back, and we'll finish the thought.